delayed it, we canceled the decree of Mashiach for another 18 years or so. Rav Shalom said in the end of Tisha B'Av that really Mashiach was supposed to come, and that only for one reason it didn't happen. Only that we're going to increase the Afatzah, the distribution. And then he told that story that I told you already once, that three righteous people, one of them is Rabbi David Chaim Stern, who came to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz when he was still with us, and told him that they want to bring Mashiach. They tried to force him to bring Mashiach. And Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said to his helper, to Rav Aaron, on each and every one of those righteous people that came, I think maybe it was still in the time of Rav Mandel, maybe, I'm not sure. I think maybe Rav Mandel was also one of them, like Chaim Moshe Mandel, but I'm not sure that he was one of them. The second two were Rabbi David Chaim Stern and Chacham Avraham Chai. And on every one of them that came, the Rav Leibovitz asked Rav Aaron if that righteous man was in the Holocaust or not. And when they answered no, so he said, so you cannot say that Mashiach should come. You don't have the permission to say, the right to say, if you want Mashiach to come or not, if you weren't in the Holocaust. Because if Mashiach will come and we're not prepared, we're not ready, so there was an argument between Rav Mendel Mireminov and Rabbi Naftali Mirovshitz, that Rabbi Naftali Mirovshitz said that Mashiach, we reject Mashiach, we don't want Mashiach to come yet. And Rabbi Mendel Mireminov said that even if we're gonna see streams of blood of Jews in the streets like rivers, still it's better that Mashiach will come and cancel all of the decrees. And so it's a known fact that if Mashiach is coming in the time that Am Yisrael are not ready, we don't, on that Tanaim we're crying that they don't want to be in that generation. We cannot accept it, we cannot bear it. If last week one poor brother of us been murdered here in those streets, mamash, it's 1 minute from my house. I walked after last class with four of my children in the same path that he went 20 minutes before. And Yohanan was over there, mamash, in the same time. It's a miracle, mamash. And if something like that is happening to us in front of our eyes, and we don't know how to deal, and we are not able to communicate, I mean, for hours in my house, I was mamash in a different place. So many thoughts and prayers, and you cannot handle. Think, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said that before he he went instead of 1 million Jews. He canceled that decree of 1 million Jews. How we would deal with something like that? A Holocaust, 1 million people. How can we deal? We cannot deal. We know that today our souls, our spirits are very weak. We don't know to deal. If we lack of 1,000 shekels in the end of the month, we're getting so crazy. We don't know what to do with ourselves. Because of money, so because of nefashot, you know what's going on when it means nefashot, talks about nefashot, it's something totally else. Very hard, impossible for us. This is why tzaddikim are fighting so much also for us, that everything going to be easier and everything going to be smooth, and all of the real righteous people are talking only in itchazkut in this generation, mamash, hugging us and kissing us and telling us how much everything's okay and don't worry. Why? What? Is everything okay? We're not sinning every day, 1,000 sins a day. We are. In other generations, people, the righteous people would rebuke us, breaking us to pieces. But if you're going to start to rebuke, you can forget from that and from that Jew. This is it. He will not going to cooperate with you. Insult him once, insult him twice. This is it. He's back in Canada. He's not going to let you know that he left. You're going to hear from his friends that he left. Forget it. So we don't have the power to deal with those bad news and horrible things. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he knows that. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us and showing us two things in the same time. From one side, you can see the judgments are all over the place, and you see people being shot in the streets, and tractors are running over people and killing people, and missiles are flying in the air, and rockets, and soldiers dying in Gaza and in the south, and what's going on? But from the other side, you can see miracles, on top of miracles, things that you cannot explain, that you cannot understand even. Things that you just stand amazed and say, this is the private supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's leading us in total miracles. Against all logic, against all rules of nature. There is no place in the world that 2,000 missiles can fall and nothing gonna happen. It cannot happen, it cannot be. Except if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, and then this is the only way to explain. No Kippat Barzel, and nothing, it's all nonsense, it's all imaginations. 80% of them fell in open spaces and haven't exploded. So it cannot be. It's nonsense. So from one side you can see judgments. You can see the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, that mamash midat adin is so tight and strict. But from the other side, you can see miracle, amazing miracle. So what we should learn from that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping and promising all of those good things, all of those miracles, to the one that's going to connect themselves to Him. They're going to keep on seeing those miracles. In Tisha B'Av, in the ninth of Av, there was a sea, how you say the sea? A peak? A rock? A record?
Peak.
A record? Sea? Sea.
Sea Shama.
Sea. Davar shu lo ya davar kaze, kilu.
Record, a picture.
A record in Batei Leda, of women giving birth, childbirth, of 67 boy children. All of them are boys. All of them are boys. And 67 is the number of people that died in that war. 64 soldiers and 3 civilians. 67 born in Tisha B'Av, all boys. You see Siyata Dishmaya. Those 3 civilians, it's the three Jews that been kidnapped. All of them, the one that died, were soldiers, boys, male, men. And in Tisha B'Av, 67, same 67. You can see the private supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us in a way that you're amazed. You stay with your mouth open, amazed. You say, just thank you, Hashem. I cannot argue. Our job is to understand what Hashem wants from us. And Rav Shalom said in Motzei Tisha B'Av that the only reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't brought Mashiach was that we're going to increase the Hafatzah, the distribution. Because if people, Rabbi David Chaim Stern was very angry on Rav Leibovitz when Rav Leibovitz rejected them from bringing Mashiach. He was angry, and they weren't talking for a long time because of that. They didn't speak with Rav Leibovitz, all three of them. All three righteous people, they didn't speak with Rav Leibovitz for a long time because of that. They were angry at him. And when they went out from the house, Rabbi David Chaim Stern said to Rav Leibovitz in anger, he told him, so what you done in that? Because he had the power to bring Mashiach, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz. And when he refused, Mashiach didn't come. Think how huge is the power of the righteous people. He had the power to bring Mashiach, to say yes, and Mashiach would have come. And to say no, and Mashiach cannot enter to the gates of Jerusalem. This is it, he cannot come. He's out. It's in the hands of the tzaddikim. So Rabbi David Chaim Stern told Rav Leibovitz, he told him, what have you done with that you rejected that? That you didn't sign with us, didn't accept it with us, that you rejected it in another 20 years. Means that Rabbi David Chaim Stern said, it's going to be the same. But Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said one thing to Rav Shalom. He told Rav Shalom, as long as there is a keruv rechokim, a fatza, distribution in the world, nothing bad going to happen to Am Yisrael. All of those sacrifices that we still have, this is something that, because that we're so sensitive and we're so good, we don't want those things to happen. One of the guys here from the class told me that his parents called him and told him, what are you doing? why are you Moshe? It was Moshe. No, he said it was, you said it or you wanted, you planned to say
no,
that?
No, I say it all the
you
time.
Said that they asked him, what are you doing over there in Israel? Look how many people are dying. So he answered to them, and how many people are dying every day in your place? A lot more. The answer, the real answer is a lot more. A lot more. But because we're so sensitive and life of human beings are so precious for us and so important to us, and we cannot stand those tears of the widows and the tears of the orphans and the tears of the parents, and because we're so good, so everyone that dies for us, it's like the Holocaust already. Because we look and we see those families crying. But actually, if you're going to check it, it's not even a number. The truth is that it's not even a number. Because this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads the world. And especially people like us that have faith in Hashem Yitbarach have to understand that those people, if Rav Berland said out loud in the communication, in the radio, he said, I am promised and taking it on myself that every soldier that fight in the south, in Gaza, he's going to live forever, going to have eternal life, heaven. He signed a guarantee. He said, it's on my responsibility. And Rav Shalom said, they have a life in the eternal life. Just a regular person, a soldier, he doesn't have no promise that he's going to have eternal life. And it's true that it's written that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek, share to the world to come. But people that didn't serve Hashem Yitbarach and really dedicate their life to Avodat Hashem, they're going to be very disgraced in the world to come. Even if they will going to have a share in the world to come, it's going to be very weak. It's not going to be something to be proud of and to be happy about. People that are dedicating their lives to Avodat Hashem, for sure, on that it's written, Ein lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha, except of the eye of Hashem, no one never saw something so beautiful, so amazing, that is waiting for each and every one of us, for each and every one that's going to try, for each and every one that's going to do whatever he can do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complaining and arguing and expecting you to be an angel. Hashem knows your yetzer hara, knows your weaknesses, knows your difficulties. He just wants your heart. Just He's asking, give me your heart. The heart is the will. He just wants us to want. So the only thing that for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped again Mashiach from coming. And you know, a few days ago someone came to the Rav Kanievsky, a businessman, that he had a huge business to do, something in the United States, New York, and told him, ask for permission to go before of Tisha B'Av. So Rav Kanievsky told him, Mashiach is coming and you want to go to the United States? And that person canceled his flight and didn't fly. So think about the Rav Kanievsky said that means Rav Kanievsky was holding that. And we're talking 24 hours ago. Means that, and like I told you, that I heard Rav David Chaim Stern that he said, Mashiach is in Jerusalem. You need to understand, we need to understand it. Those righteous people, they know what they're talking about. We don't know what we're talking about. We don't know. We're distracted by news, by opinions, by our fears, anxieties, will. We don't know. We're not clarified. We're not in truth, yes and no. The Etz Hadaat, good and bad, is not clarified for us. We're still in the mix. We're still in with fog. We don't see the truth. But those righteous people, they see the truth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it. Mashiach was here. Mashiach was ready to conquer, to enter. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to length, to give us more time. And I told you, if you remember, and if you don't remember, we have it on YouTube. Oh Hashem. 3 weeks ago, when they started to talk about Mashiach, 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 I told you, I heard about it, that Rav Kanievsky said, Mashiach is here, I told you, I have to go to cancel that decree. And me and other people here, we were praying on that. That Borel, I'm going to give us more time. And I told you, I went and spent the night at Rav Yudah Zavlovich, and I was crying to him, my bed. I told him, please, don't bring Mashiach yet. Hope the Chabad will not gonna chase after us now. The truth is that we cannot handle Mashiach. If Mashiach gonna come, what? How are we gonna do? What my parents gonna do? My parents are not keeping Shabbos, are not eating kosher. What are they going to do if Mashiach is going to come? My father-in-law, my mother-in-law, what are they going to do? My brother-in-law that lives in Australia, he's got two coffee shops in Australia. What are you going to do if Mashiach is going to come? How are we going to handle? Married to a Japanese woman in Australia, 2 children. How are he going to deal with Mashiach? Mashiach came. All right, now Beit HaMikdash is built. What are we doing? The disgrace. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle with the fact that we don't know if we ever prayed Shmona Esrei halachically by the halacha? If we were fulfilling our obligation one time in Shmona Esrei. If a person didn't aim it and attend the right intentions in the first 3 brachot, he haven't prayed shacharit. He needs to pray shacharit again. Do you know that you aimed right? Aimed, you can say aimed.
Intended.
Intended right? Can you tell? You know? You did? Once. Not always. Of course not always. No one is thinking it. No one suspects you on always. Don't worry. You're not suspected on that. Once. Are you sure that in that time that really you put all of your heart and all of your thoughts really were concentrated right? Also on that one you're not sure. If you remember that one. The truth is that we're very, 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 very far. And we're not allowed to let ourselves live in those imaginations like everything is okay. Like I told you that story on Rabbi Mordechai Michernovil, that he came late, went out late from the Suda to the Suda Shabbat, the second Suda. And his children and his students were waiting for him. And when he came out after 1 hour and a half late, he went out, the students looked at him and he said, "For sure, you realize something important happened to me. This is why I was late." And when he went, he said, "But I'm going to tell you, they came to me from heaven and wanted me to improve that Mashiach will come in Motzei Shabbat, this Motzei Shabbat. And they had already the signatures of 12 princes of Am Yisrael, the holy tribes, and also the 36 hidden righteous people, and all of the leaders of Am Yisrael, they all signed, they lack only my signature on that." So I argue with him in few, I think he said that Eliyahu Navi came to him, that Eliyahu Navi came to tell him that he needs to improve, that Mashiach will come on Shabbat. He said, so I argued with him in few reasons, and Baruch Hashem, I canceled that decree, and I rejected them, and this is it, and it's all okay. And he went to go to see to it. And it's written over there in that book that the righteous, his children, understood him, why he wanted to reject that, and the students couldn't understand so much why. And then one of the students asked him, he told him, "Arab, can I ask a question? I'm not arguing Chas v'Shalom, just I want to ask." He said, "Yes, please ask." And it's written over there, one of the most important students of Rabbi Mordechai Michernovil, that was sitting in front, first line in his tables. And he asked him, "Why to cancel that decree? Why is it a decree?" So he told him, "Because when Mashiach is going to come, if Am Yisrael will not going to be ready, prepared, a lot of people's souls going to be rejected. And we don't want that to happen." So that student raised his hand again and asked, told him, "I'm not arguing, I'm just asking. It's a Torah and I want to learn. Please explain to me. Let it be. Maybe if all of those souls going to die, and I don't know what's going to happen, but at least we're going to cancel all of the decrees. It was before of the Holocaust. And before, I read yesterday on one righteous man, I don't remember his name, he said 20 years before the Holocaust, he said, if you would see what that I see that's going to happen to Am Yisrael in a few years, no one would eat. And everyone would cry. 20 years before of the Holocaust. 20 years before of the Holocaust. We don't see, they saw." So he told him, "So let it be. So a lot of souls, all right, going to be rejected, but let's cancel the decrees. They knew a Holocaust is going to come. Who knows? It was a good idea to cancel the Holocaust before it happens." So Rav Mordechai Michernovil answered to him, "How do you know that you're going to be from the ones that are going to stay? How do you know?" Means even the most important students of Rav Mordechai Michernovil, there is a question on them if they're going to be rejected or not going to be rejected. We're talking about angels. We're talking about righteous people. That there is a chance that they're going to be rejected also. In the time of the decree, the sword of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't define, so to speak, between righteous and evil. You don't know what's going to be in the time of decree. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich screamed that even one hair will not going to fall from the head of a Jew, that no one going to suffer. This is the salvation that we want to bring. שלא ידח ממנו נידח, that no one going to left behind. No one, no one, no one, no one, no one, no Jew. Even Jews that are not aware to their Judaism, we don't want them also to reject it. This is our war. This is our job. Everyone to find the ways. And if you don't know how, what's the ways, I'm going to tell you the ways. The ways are distribution, hafatzah, and prayers, tefillot. If you're able to hand another book to someone, to tell him, here, read it, it's going to change your life, it changed my life. Here, like Jake, Yaakov, made those clips that we put on YouTube, that he's telling about Netilat Yadayim, that he's telling about going to graves of tzaddikim, about other mitzvot. Whatever you're able to do, just do. You don't need to ask permission on that, not from your rabbi, not from no one. Those are things that you have to do. If you have 100 shekels ma'asrot, you can buy 100 tikkun haklali in English with the words and prayers of tikkun haklali and a little bit on the pearls of faith, I don't know what. Go hand them in the Kotel HaMa'arvi. You don't have the time, you don't have the courage to do that, hand them to someone else. Tell him, Moshe, you're going to the Kotel HaMa'arvi? Go hand those 100 shekels. You're also helping Avrech to have panasa. You're also making distribution. Everyone of those. If that priest Philip in South Africa, in Johannesburg, he changed all of his mind, everything, because of one pearls of faith. How you call that?
Machberet.
Booklet. Paper.
Booklet.
Pearls of faith. It changed his life. Yes.
Are there different views of what will happen at the time of Mashiach? Because from Chabad, I hear a very, very beautiful vision.
Right.
And that is that the whole world will be on the same page.
Wonderful.
To see the beauty of Hashem. Everyone will know their own role that Hashem has for them, and everybody will know everybody else's role in doing for Hashem. And
this is
so beautiful.
I'm going to answer to you. The answer is that this is why you will never going to see me argue with the Hasid Chabad and try to stop him from doing what that he's doing. Because this is what that he accepted from his rabbis. And on that way, he have to keep on teaching Torah. Ele ve'ele divrei Elokim chayim. This is what that I learned, accepted from my rabbi, that he accepted from his holy rabbis. And this is what that we're handing to Am Yisrael. And for sure, Ele ve'ele divrei Elokim chayim. Both of the things are words of God. And we're not arguing. And finally, in the end, when we're going to look at it, we're going to understand how it could be that we were saying this and they were saying that, and we were believing like that and they were believing like that. But actually, it's all one. Our job is to wake ourselves and strengthen ourselves to go and to do hafatzah. And this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is illuminating, opening our hearts and eyes to go and to do the hafatzah. Based on that, that is what that He taught the righteous people that going to be and that we should do. And based on that, counting on that, we're going and listening and following their orders, their advice. Over there, wonderful place to call Chabad, amazing thing. Leaning on huge, huge righteous people that there's no doubt about their faith and about their truth and about their beauty and good and honesty. And I praise them a lot and still always in every opportunity. And I have a witness that's going to testify. He asked me, he wanted to go to visit his family. He told me, Arav, do you have a certain advice that I can do when I'm going back to visit my family? I told him, yes. You have to go to the Tzion of Rebbe Michabad and to do a long itbodedut over there. And I'm going to write you a paper, and please, torn that paper like you should and throw it on the Tzion. And this is what I told him, and this is my faith, and this is what that we believe. But everyone, every man, have to teach according to what that he received and accepted from his rabbi. And to know for sure that it's all both Divrei Elokim Chaim. There is no doubt that when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be something beautiful happens. Like we said now already, we can see the miracles. And those miracles are going to be ready, but by what that we accepted from our rabbis, to the ones that are serving Hashem, and to the ones that are very far from Hashem Yitbarach, they were not going to have the vessels to contain that. And I can explain to you in logic a little bit how it can be. For an example, if now you're going to receive $1 million and you don't have the vessels to contain $1 million, that $1 million can damage the person. They can hurt him. He becomes to be so arrogant now that he becomes to be so rich, and he thinks that that wealth belongs to him, and he deserves that wealth, and he, that now he's going to ruin his shalom bayit, and he will not going to be generous and going to start doing mitzvot of charity with that money. Just adrabah, he's going to find more ways how to make more money, until he's going to come to a place that he will not going to even have time to look at the sky and to say thank you to Hashem Yisbarach on what that he received from him. So this is what it means, that osher shamur lebaalav lerato, that there is a certain kind of wealth that is saved for the owners of that wealth, that for his bed, to damage him. So huge amounts of light. There are a lot of baalei tshuva that they're starting very strong their tshuva process, and after 1 year, suddenly they're throwing everything and they're running back so far and so low, even to places that are lower than where they started the tshuva process. Means that the tshuva damaged them and not even helped them. So of course, every good thing that they've done is saved for them and prepared for them. But still, we need to be careful on the way that we receive the light. To know that the light is huge, is amazing, is awesome, is beautiful, is so nice, but it's still a light. It's still like fire. Fire is good and warm and useful, but can kill also. So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recommending opening that way of Mashiach for us and warning us also from the other side, from that light, that we're going to know exactly how to deal with it. If now someone going to tell you that Mashiach came and he is 13 years old Moroccan that lives Bet She'an. 13 years old Moroccan from Bet She'an with a Moroccan accent, he is Mashiach. There is a lot of people that it's going to be hard for them to accept that kind of Mashiach. Tell the other people that Mashiach is Ashkenazi that lives in Crown Heights, 13 years old, starting to rebuke everyone and to teach everyone how to pray Shmona Esrei. Even the rabbis over there in Crown Heights are going to slap him, no doubt about it. No one's going to hear him. It's not easy to accept Mashiach. We need to have vessels. And the vessels is Avat Israel, is patience, it's faith, it's good attributes, good midot, avodat midot. On that we're working. To prepare ourselves with humility, that when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to be happy. No, we're not going to matter to us who is Mashiach. If he's a Breslover, if he's Chabadnik, if he's a Litvish, if he's a Sfaradi from Bet She'an, we don't care. If he's Mashiach, we're going to pray on him that he's got such horrible punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashiach. Who knows what he made in a different lifetime that he needs to suffer so much. If to be a rabbi, it's such a punishment. So to be Mashiach, of course, it's not easy. To accept everyone and to hear everyone, to listen to all of the troubles of everyone and to be there with everyone and to be able to give the right advice to everyone. You need to be very canceled. You need to be very pure, very pure. And we know what a man needs to go through in this lifetime to purify himself. How much effort, how much work, and how much suffering a man should go through until he wakes up even a little bit of understanding that his wife, she's also Jewish, that she's also a human being, that he needs to respect her also, that he needs to care about her also. That those are things that takes a lot of suffering, a lot of effort, a lot of honesty and sacrificing. Mamash, a man should be ready to sacrifice if he wants to see the light of Hashem. And now we're talking on a moment that tons of light is going to come down from heaven. Need vessels for that. This is the only thing that we're saying. Need to prepare vessels. The prayers are the vessels to contain the bounty, the Shefa. This is what we accepted from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So we need to pray. And Geula Berachamim, Rachame, the Gemara calls prayers Rachame. Rachamim means tefillot, means prayers. We need to pray on the salvation, on the Geula, that we're going to be able to contain it, to accept it, to receive it, to perceive it, to see what it's all about. Mashiach is here, this is it. When Mashiach is here, it's written, that not accepting, and Chabad can say whatever they want, and maybe they have the ability to explain it in a different way that I haven't heard, but it's written that when Mashiach is coming, no more Baalei Tshuva, no more Gerim. What are we going to do with all of the ones? What's the answer on that? I haven't heard it yet. Maybe there is an answer. Maybe a beautiful one also. But what one is going to be with all of those ones? The Gemara is saying, when Mashiach is coming, no more Baalei Tshuva. Not accepting more Baalei Tshuva. Not accepting any more Gerim. So what with all of those ones that are on the process, that are breaking their hands and teeth and legs now on doing Tshuva that they want, or on the ones that have, doesn't want yet? There are ones that doesn't want, that you're going to talk to them about Tshuva, they're rejecting you.
Maybe it'll be B'nai Noah.
No, I'm talking about Jews. Let's talk about the Jews. About Jews that now in Wall Street, running for their lives now in Wall Street. Those people, they don't see nothing. They just see money. They just see women. They just see buying properties. They just see honor. They just see horse ride racing. I don't know what. What are you going to do with all of those nice guys? It can be your brother. Can be your sister, and can be mine. And what? We're gonna let them stay there? We don't want. And we're stopping the train from going. We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want. It's good for us here. We want to stay. We want all of Am Israel to jump on that train. And we don't want to go without our brothers. This is what we're claiming. This is what we're saying. Ribono Shel Olam, we want everyone on that train. We have time. We're not in a rush. You're not in a rush. You're not in a rush. Therefore, you're not in a rush. Let us do a fatza. Let us do a fatza. And meanwhile, thousands and hundreds of thousands of books are being handed by Rabbi Brody, by other people that are going in the world and making huge distribution. And in South Africa, and in Canada, and in the United States, and in England, and in France, and in Germany, and I have a friend that he is in Hong Kong doing Hafatza for over 2 years in a Jewish house in Hong Kong. And he's handing the books of Rav Shalom and CDs and more. So, meanwhile, another soul you saved, another soul you saved. 80% of the people that sit here came in the last 2 or 3 years to Eretz Israel and just woke up. So, and we're continuing. Hope it's answered the question. Let's read a little bit of Likutei Moharan, Bezrat Hashem. My son is asking a question. But Father, if you're saying that when Mashiach is going to come, they will not going to accept people that want to do tshuva, so maybe it means that what it's written in the Gemara, that when Mashiach is going to come, so maybe all of Am Israel is going to do tshuva. A good question that I thought about when I explained to you also. And the answer is, Bezrat Hashem, that if really that was the meaning, that all of Am Israel going to do tshuva, they were not supposed to write in the Gemara, not accepting Baalei Tshuva anymore. He said, no need, lo tzarich, everyone going to do tshuva. He said, lo yekablu, means that people will want to do tshuva, but we're not going to accept them. Im rashum shama b'gemara, b'gemara shelo yekablu yoter Baalei Tshuva, az...
אבל למה יש מחלוקת בין הצדיקים
שלו? כתוב שלא יצטרכו, שלא יקבלו יותר בעלי תשובה, אז הכוונה שלא יקבלו, הכוונה שירצו ולא יקבלו אותם. חייב להיות שלא יקבלו.
אז פה הסליחה שהיה אצל המומד שנובל, זה מה שלא שייך.
נכון. יכול להיות שזה כמו הים אחר, שזה מבחן.
So, Bezrat Hashem, Torah, Lamed Vav, in the end of it. Maybe one day we're going to finish the Torah. Torah Lamed Vav Bezrat Hashem. Hopefully, maybe today we're going to finish this wonderful Torah. Like we said, that when a man is screaming to Hashem in 70 voices, not less, so then secrets of Torah are going to be opened for him. That from heaven going to reveal to him those secrets. And he is bringing down new souls because he brings down Torah. And the Torah is included from the souls of Am Yisrael. And that person have that merit to receive, to reveal the face of the Torah. Like we said last week, that he's going to have the ability to, 2 days ago, that he's going to have the ability to hand the Torah to other people, to teach other people Torah, that the Torah is going to communicate with them, they're going to understand it. Because until now, ki ad achshav hayta stuma biklipim, the Torah for them was hidden in husks. Because the husk, the peel, is before of the fruit. And the tzaddik has got that power to inherit in his Torah, that he brings down nishmatin chatin, new souls, when it means that when you come to the class of a righteous man, you receive a new soul. To each and every one of his students that are close to him, that are connected and bond in his Torah. כמובא בהזמר, like that it's written in the song of Shabbos, למבד נשמתין חתין בתרתנו ותלתין, creates new souls in חתין בתרתנו תלתין, in 32. היינו בתורה, means the Torah, המתחלת בבית ומסיימת בלמד, it starts in בית, letter בית, בראשית, and finished with the letter למד, לעיני כל ישראל. So 32, למד and בית, it's those 32, this is a sign for the Torah הקדושה. So by that, uvitlata shivshin, haynu oraita tlita'a. And in the Torah that is, how you say, Torah meshuleshet?
Threefold.
That the Torah is threefold. Hu aved nishmatin veruchin chatin. He's creating new souls, new spirits. Vatorah zacha. And if the person been purified himself and have that merit, so the Torah nase lo sam chaim, the Torah becomes to be potion for him. Lo zacha, haven't purified himself, naset lo sam avet, like we said before, that even if a person receives the Torah, like we said, Mashiach is coming, receives Torah, lo zacha, haven't purified himself, naset lo sam avet, become to be poisoned for him, chas v'shalom. לכל אחד ואחד כפי שמקבל, to each and every one according to what that he receives, according to his vessels. אבל מאיתו לא תצא הרעות, but from השם יתברך, the bad things are not coming out. והברכה נעשה אצל האדם, and the blessing and the cursing והכללה, נעשה אצל האדם כפי הכלי שיש לו, according to the vessels that he's got. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם ברכה וכללה, look, I'm handing to you, in front of you, bless and a cursing. Lifnechem, in front of you, daika, specific, especially. Ki milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotze or pashut, because from HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out a simple light. Aino otiyot pshutim, means simple letters. Ukfi ha'adam ken na'aseh atzeruv, and according to the man, the combination's been created. Im hu adam tov, if he's a good man, na'aseh atzeruv shel bracha, becomes a blessing. ואם לאו, להפך, and if not, so the opposite. וזה לפניכם ברכה וכללה דייקה. This is why it's written in front of you, blessing and cursing. כי לפני השם עדיין, because in front of השם, עדיין אין ציור לצירוף הזה. Still there's no shape, no picture to that combination. אם הוא ברכה, אם לאו, if it's a blessing or not, it's just a simple light. Wait. וזה שהתמיע את עצמו בלעם על זה, and this is why בלעם was wondering on that, הנה ברך לקחתי וברך ולא אשיבנה. ברך בקמץ, גם, that he took the ברך in קמץ, and he wasn't able to, and when he handed it, he took it with קמץ. But when he handed it, when he gave it to Am Yisrael, it didn't came like it was. It came in a tzere, so he couldn't understand. But it was depend in the vessels of Am Yisrael. He just bought a certain amount of light. He thought that he's going to bring it in comets, but actually he found that it entered two vessels that were good. Not like that he saw it. When he saw it, it looked bad because it was bad. But when he handed it to Am Yisrael, immediately it been changed. This is it. It becomes to be good. ברך בקמץ גם לקחתי משמע ברצונו לקח. Also it's written ברך לקחתי, also it's written לקחתי משמע ברצונו לקח, that he took it on his own will, it was his will to take, means that he wasn't canceling himself to Hashem. You see in this edition that I'm reading here, there is a small smiley in the end of the Torah. You have that smiley also in your Likutei Moharan? Just like that, Rabbeinu gave us a big smile. One time Rav Berland said in a class, in a shiur, לעשות נחת רוח לרבנו, to please רבנו. לבדת הדעה החרדית was, הרי זה מחרימים אותו? Excommunicated him? That he said, לעשות נחת רוח לרבנו. Not נחת רוח לשם. We חסיד הברסלב, we have a problem. We are חסיד הברסלב. This is our problem. Rabbeinu made something with us that you mamash. What can we say? Rav Shalom said once, after that we received what that we received, from who that we received it from, I'm wondering if someone can tell us something new. That's what Rav Shalom said. After we received what that we received from the one that we received it from, to tell us that we don't know to learn Gemara, we don't need no one to tell us. In our hour in Bodedut, we're admitting, we're confessing in front of Hashem that we don't know to learn Gemara. On learning Shulchan Aruch, every day we know that disgrace. We're standing humble in front of Hashem Yitbarach, and we're telling Him, Ribono Shel Olam, we know how far we are from the Shulchan Aruch, how far. Rav Shalom said, I'm not a Talmid Chacham in Gemara. I am Talmid Chacham in Emunah. Every cult in Am Yisrael, every group in our group in Am Yisrael that were divided to 12 tribes, nothing going to change it. It's the roots of souls. Every part of Am Yisrael have a different ma'ala, quality, abilities, talents. And they need to work on what they have. We have something to give to Am Yisrael that calls simple faith, the faith in Hitbodedut, Emunah in Borei Olam. That this is something that no one else can hand Am Yisrael. And even if they are holding it, a lot of righteous people, there are stories on all of the greatest righteous people of Am Yisrael. And they were doing it Bodedut, the Chafetz Chaim, the Chazon Ish. They were doing long it Bodeduyot. They were talking to Hashem Yitbarach in all of the books. Misilat Yesharim is telling the Itbodedut is higher than everything else in the world. And you don't need to be a Talmid Chacham to see that really all of the righteous people are talking about that. But still, they haven't received the Ishur, improvement from heaven, to hand it to Am Yisrael. They inherit the Torah, those one inherit the Halakha, those one inherit the rules of how to learn Gemara, those inherit the Kedusha. And we received something from Rabbeinu HaKadosh that calls it Bodedut. Calls it Bodedut, calls Uman Rosh Hashanah. Simple things that we're talking about them, that it's our job to inherit them. And no doubt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got an amazing sense of humor to choose especially us to hand those things to Am Yisrael. But this is what Hashem wants, because the fact that we are Ba'alei Tshuva, this is our power, actually. Because we're not... I said, "Lo mashlim et atzmenu." We're not leading ourselves. What? Mashlim, lashlot, lashlot.
We're not deluding.
Deluding. We're not deluding ourselves to think that we have something that someone else doesn't have. We remember very good exactly where we came out from. Mamash, from the sewer, from the most filthiest places in the world, and. When you remember that, and every day you remind yourself in your Itbodedut exactly who you are, and what you're capable of doing. So, day after day, you break your arrogance, and you become to be humble. And the peak of humility is like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he can write on himself that Moshe Rabbeinu is the most humble person in the world, and not to be arrogant by that. We can say that on ourselves, that we're arrogant. And this is our humility. that we can say on ourselves that we have problems, but we want Hashem. That point of honesty, that point of truth, that we know that we cannot save ourselves because we saw that we ruined ourselves, that we disgraced ourselves. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the righteous people came and saved us so we can hand it to others. That simple faith, to know that it's all in the hands of Hashem, that it's all mercy of Hashem. Thank you very much. Hazakallah.